Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
And I'll just open by saying what I told our football team tonight at halftime and after the game, that we're not a very good football team right now, obviously. We've descended over the last 3 weeks, and we didn't make any changes or any positive movement after the bye. And that starts with me, and I'll leave it at that.
Any concern after consecutive losses like this that you don't have the talent to compete?
The only thing I'm going to say to you, Brad, is we're not good enough right now. I think, as I told our players, there's a good team in there somewhere, because we've seen signs of it this year, but we're not a good team right now.
When you're not competitive, do you fear for your job security or the job security of your assistants?
Right now, my only concern is get these guys back. We all got to go inside. The level of play is not anywhere near where it needs to be, and it starts with me.
Mark, how do you account for the failures on defense in the first half?
We had some blown assignments, obviously, and some really good plays were made by their quarterback.
How do you account for the blown assignments repetitively?
Again, I'm disappointed in what happened tonight, and we broke down in all three phases. I'm not going to answer specific questions about specific plays during the course of the game. I usually do that when I've had a chance to look at the tape and talk it over with you. The bottom line is we weren't good enough in all three phases tonight. We broke down in all three phases, and we saw no ascending play after 2 weeks of the bye.
You talk a lot about accountability and holding guys accountable. How do you hold them accountable after this?
I think our guys they're going to go inside for this. They got to go inside, and they got to take responsibility ultimately. You know, as I said to them, I'm responsible for the play of this football team, and it's not good enough right now. And this is where we are. And we got a lot of season to play, but that's where we are today.
Did you expect better play from Jake?
I expected better play by our whole team. Based on what I saw this week, I was confounded to see that the type of play we had tonight. And again, our coaches did a tremendous job preparing our guys this week, and our guys did a tremendous job of preparing. But none of it translated to the game tonight.
You handed up to Forte four times in the first 17 offensive plays. Was the plan to run the ball more than that early?
It was to run it a little bit more early, Brad. There were a number of reasons why we didn't. But overall, I thought the game, the way it went, took us out of some of the things we're going to try to do early.
Marcus, three straight games.
Absolutely.
How do you get your arms around why the slow starts of this season?
This is something that's been confounding, obviously. It's not good. We got to go back to work and continue to try to reassess it. As I said before, we're not playing well enough on offense right now. That starts with me.
Do you feel like some of the guys are quitting on you? Or
I find none of that as we work through the week. I find I'm in all the meetings, I'm on the practice field, and that's what's disturbing to me, is that the level of a focus and work ethic is as good as any team I've been around in my years in the league. What's translating to the field is not what we expect based on what we're seeing during the course of the week.
Did you see loafing on the field tonight?
I did not see that. The only thing I'm concerned about right now is getting the heck out of here and getting back to work on Minnesota.
Is Aaron Rodgers that good?
Well, Aaron Rodgers is a great player. He's a very good player.
Did your defense make him look better than
he is? We'll look at the tape. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a very good player, and we didn't play well on defense. I mean, we said that. We didn't play in any phase of the game. And so you can look to defense, you can look to offense, you can look to special teams. The bottom line is we weren't very good in any phase.
What more do you need out of Jay going forward?
Well, we just need his continued commitment to this football team. It's not just him, it's all of us. Again, I've got to do a better job of coaching him, and he's got to do a better job of playing just like we all do. Everybody's got to play better, I mean, at all positions. So certainly the quarterback is the focal point. I'm sure he understands that. But again, we're not good in any one phase based on the last 3 weeks. Coming out of Atlanta, we felt we were moving in the right direction. There was a lot of positives in that game in all three phases. We haven't seen any of that reflected in the last 3 weeks. Well, it's very surprising to me, Michael, that you ask about what's going on during the week. Our guys are locked in, as good a team at working, meetings, being compliant, doing the things we're asking them to do. This is a really good group of men, They do everything we ask them to do, and do it at full speed during the course of the week. So what's transpired in the last 3 weeks is extremely disturbing. And that starts with me, because they're not playing as well as I think we should be playing. So I stand here to say that.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.